Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. You're listening to AFR. We'll be here for 24 and a half more minutes if you're keeping up at home. And I'm Tim with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning again, Ed.
Good morning. Right back at you.
Wesley Wildman.
Yes, and if you lose track of time, you can always go back and listen to it at AFR.net.
Yes.
There you go.
Or look at your phone. Either one.
Yep. If you lose track of time.
If you lose track of time. Chris Woodward. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Here now is a 24 and a half minute clip. See you later.
Okay, before the break, I'm going to play this again just for the shock effect, okay? And then we'll play something else here. But folks, when, overall with Donald Trump, the former president, he steps in it a lot of times. He's inarticulate a lot of times. He causes his own problems with his mouth. All right. I think that's probably universally agreed upon, even by hardcore MAGA people. All right. Now, but listen, is the former president being politically targeted in some cases? Absolutely. And is it completely and totally un-American? Yes. Is it mafia-like? Yes. Is it scary? Yes. Should it be resisted? Absolutely. So I say all that, and I want to play what you're about to hear again. We play this before the break, but it needs to be played again so you know we're not making this stuff up, as they say. What you're about to hear is the Attorney General, the most powerful law enforcement officer in the state of New York, one of the largest states in America. Her name is Letitia. What's her last name?
Letitia James.
Letitia James. And she was, some of her quotes you hear, you will be able to tell she's running for office. It's an elected position. Mm-hmm. And then some of the quotes were, I think, post-election. And she's naming names of, she's naming the name of Donald Trump. And you can hear how politically motivated she is to go after him. And
politically motivated to go after him, guaranteeing she's going to sue him without having access to all the evidence.
Right.
So she's prejudging.
Right. So that's what we're going to hear right now. Then we're going to come back and play something else that's a very significant. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No one is above the law, including this illegitimate president. And so I look forward to going into the office of Attorney General every day, suing him, defending your rights, and then going home.
I say one name, Donald Trump. That should motivate you.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass. He's going to know my name personally.
President Trump could not avoid justice in the great state of New York.
All right, there it is. And she followed through because, you know, you got this court case that went against Trump on business fraud charges that she brought up.
Right.
Even though there's no injured party.
There's no victim here.
There's no victim here. The banks Trump borrowed money from, he paid them back in full. And nobody lost money there. This is, excuse the pun, trumped up charges for the most part.
Witch hunt.
Yeah. You may have technicalities here or there. You may have a law you may have an overestimation of value of property here and there. But does the Attorney General of the state of New York spend her time going after others on these kinds of cases? No, they don't. So, Wesley, I think everybody knows how you feel on this. just by your voice cadence.
Yes, yeah, fair enough.
And you're triggered.
Hands up.
You're triggered.
Not triggered. Hands up.
So, all right. So, what you're about to hear now is, what's the gentleman's name?
Kevin O'Leary. You might not recognize the name, but you've seen him on shows including Shark Tank.
That's right.
You watch Shark Tank, don't you, Wesley? Some.
Yes. Do not distract me from my frustration.
Okay. I won't. I'm trying to calm you down. So Shark Tank is a very popular TV show. If you haven't heard his name, you would recognize his picture, his video. Sure. He was being interviewed on CNN. Mm-hmm. On CNN about Letitia James going after Trump.
Something very important about Kevin O'Leary for the purpose of full context here. I have not studied him in depth, but generally speaking, he's a Democrat, okay? Now, there may be some things he's more capitalistic on.
Right,
So they may be more moderate or conservative. Or a Republican on some slight areas.
Well, he probably didn't even vote for Trump.
No, he. That's for sure.
Okay, yeah, and may not vote for Republicans. Just saying he leans left.
Mm-hmm. Leans left for sure.
Okay, all right. That's okay.
So that's good context. For
yes,
what we're about to listen
to. So here's what he had to say about the whole going after Trump in New York case.
I don't think this case is about Trump anymore. I think this case is about New York. It's about the American brand. It's about what we promise the world in terms of fairness and justice and investing capital in the country that's built the largest economy on earth. Forfeiture, seizing of assets. Is that in our nomenclature in America? Is that what we tell people that want to bring their money here and protect property rights? Forget about Trump. Nothing to do with Trump. You think this is good for business in New York? You think this is good for business in America? To take a law that we use to protect people against buying refrigerators at an overpriced value decades ago and apply it against an individual and then talk about seizing assets like he was in Venezuela or in Cuba? This is very, very, very bad look for New York. And everybody around the world is watching this.
Ed, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I did listen to this yesterday. Or maybe it was this morning. I don't remember. I did listen to this. I didn't realize this. He added something new.
Mm-hmm.
That this law that Letitia James used to go after Donald Trump, that law was originally passed decades ago to protect people against overpriced refrigerators. What was that all about? Anybody know?
Fraud.
Okay, so this is just a consumer protection law.
Right.
From purchasing something and selling it for more than you bought it for. It'd be like me buying a can of Coke at Kroger.
Okay.
Or your Diet Coke, buying it for a price right there and then turning around and selling it at the baseball games for a marked up price.
That's okay. Capitalism.
Yeah. I'm going to look more into this.
That's the way I understood it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, but
I just
it was a law not designed.
But not necessarily. There are laws to legally go about that, but I can't purchase somebody else's goods and then turn around and sell it for an up price.
I think you can actually.
Yeah, they do it every day.
Okay. But
anyway, yeah. I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
I need to rescue
law.
My son.
Okay.
Sure.
I think I know kind of what you're trying to articulate, talk about, but Wesley, you can make a profit.
Everybody, I'm not saying you can't make a profit, but that's fine. Go ahead.
But so you make in the chain of commercialism, everybody buys and sells for a price higher.
Yes, that's
true. To the consumer.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay. So, but anyway.
Yeah.
Go back to what you're saying.
I was asking if anyone knew what this law was originally.
That answer is that's no.
Yes, nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Okay.
Nobody knows for sure, and we're not even going to fake it.
But I did think it was interesting that Kevin O'Leary said,
yeah.
It's a decades old law, and the intent of the law is not to do what Letitia James is using the law for.
Yes. She said she went to court claiming that Donald Trump and other defendants committed what she called fraud by falsely inflating the value of Trump's assets.
All right, you know how I look at this? No, Tim, how do you look at this?
Yeah, how do you look at it?
I'm going to just to say Donald Trump is guilty. I'm going to say Donald Trump is going 61 miles an hour in a 55-mile speed zone, and you're going to hit him with a $10 million fine. That's basically what's going on here, in my view. I mean, the banks that he borrowed, It's the responsibility. What bank loans somebody millions and millions of dollars, right? And then that person, in the case of here, Donald Trump, says, I'm good for it. My property value is X. Then if the bank has any question about that, whether he's inflating the value of his properties to get a loan, is not the bank going to go send their own people to investigate?
They do. And my understanding is what they then do is they say, okay, we have a difference of opinion on how much your property's worth, so we're going to charge you a higher interest rate. And because we want to keep doing business with you, we are going to lend you the money. That's the way business is done in this country, all from sea to shining sea.
Right.
There's nothing illegal about that.
Right. So the bank, the Deutsche Bank, the bank in Germany that he got this money from, they're talking, they didn't complain to anybody.
No.
So there's no injured party. Yeah. That anybody can discern, which is what Kevin O'Leary is talking about.
Yes,
here.
And not to sound like a TV salesman, but wait, there's more. Trump does, of course, we're still waiting to find out whether or not he's going to pay or be able to pay this $500 million bond against him over this case, Letitia James.
And that's
brought.
Monday.
Yes, the deadline is Monday for that. Trump says he can pay it. He has money. He's not concerned. He said that yesterday in Palm Beach. I have that audio, but I can do more of Kevin
O'Leary
play that. If you want.
No, play that.
Okay.
This is President Trump.
This is a reporter asking Trump and Melania yesterday in Palm Springs whether or not Trump can pay the bond. Clip 9.
Are you confident that you can pay the $464 million?
I built a great company, one of the greatest companies anywhere in the country, especially when it comes to real estate. Have some of the greatest assets in the world. And this is a rigged trial. This was a rigged trial by a crooked judge and a crooked attorney general. And we're fighting it out with them. We have a lot of cash and we have a great company, but they want to take it away, or at least take the cash element away. Billions of dollars in value, billions of dollars in properties, but they'd like to take the cash away.
All right. So, and I've heard Trump's attorney, what's her name? Haba.
Alina Haba.
Alina Haba.
Mm-hmm.
I heard her say that President Trump is worth billions and billions and billions of dollars. So I think the issue here for him is, okay, let's take the unfairness of the whole situation away and just talk about how he can get the money to pay this bond so that he can appeal the case, right? Because you got to do that, true? You got to post,
bond.
You can't,
bond.
Or you can't appeal. And the bond is like $400-something million?
$500 million.
Okay, so I guess what he's saying right there is, I got the money, I just don't have it in cash. Is that?
Yes. As he mentioned in that clip, that audio we just played, he's got all kinds of properties. That doesn't mean he has a lot of what they call liquidity, which is cash in the bank. He would have to begin selling his properties
to get the cash.
And selling it quickly to get the cash. And what happens is, smart people who buy property,
they know he's desperate.
They know he's desperate. We know you got to come up with it. So I'm going to pay. I'll buy it off you, but I'm going to buy it for 25% of what it's worth, and that's part.
I'm going to say Trump wins this case in the end. I don't know where it's going to end. If there's any justice in America, I don't know where it's going to end. This is a state case right now. It's going to go. He can't appeal, I guess, in the state of New York. If he doesn't pay this money, this seems like a catch-22 to me, this law in New York. But we don't have long, though. Can he not go to federal court?
He can, on the basis of the Eighth Amendment, which prohibits excessive fines.
You can quote the Eighth Amendment, by the way.
Well, I can't.
I'm going to sit back and listen.
I can't. I could in the Spanish language, but nobody would understand.
That's it.
What? Seriously, you saying you? He could go in the eighth.
Well, the eighth amendment. I'm going to get the right.
All right, go ahead.
The right language here. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. I think I don't understand New York law enough to know if he can appeal in New York. But I would think he could certainly appeal on the basis of his constitutional rights being violated on the basis of the Eighth Amendment.
Also, what Kevin O'Leary was saying earlier, Wesley and Chris and Ed and listeners, what he was saying earlier was, take Donald Trump's name out of this situation. And this is scary in the state. He's talking about specifically in the state of New York, that if a person gets on the wrong side of the attorney general in this case, or maybe a district attorney or the governor in New York, you can be politically targeted. And
if you're bringing your business here, right, you're a Republican or conservative,
you can be targeted for your politics.
That's right.
I remember one time,
compared it to Venezuela.
If you want to know how hostile it is in New York, the state of New York, for people who are conservatives, I remember about 5 years ago, then Governor Andrew Cuomo, right?
Yeah.
Cuomo saying that people who were pro-life weren't welcome in New York. Do you remember this?
Right. Oh, yeah.
He said it like that. Like, you're not welcome here. You're not a real human. We don't want your tourism dollars or anything like that, because you're scum.
Yeah.
If you're pro-life. I remember. So the city of New York, it wasn't always like this. Remember Rudolph Giuliani was the mayor for 8 years?
Yeah.
And cleaned it up, cleaned the city up from crime. Remember that? Remember he was
basically Times Square,
America's mayor? Remember that?
Yeah.
And then after that, it went downhill. And I don't know what's going to happen to New York, but that's the city of New York and the state of New York. Upstate New York's not near as flaming liberal as New York City, but New York City's got so many people, it dominates politics to a large extent. So anyway, in hindsight, I bet Donald Trump wished he would have just got out of New York altogether after he was elected in 16 with his business, because
of the trouble.
Well, they're so liberal in those that they're doing like she did, like Letitia James did, just coming after him. Go ahead.
We do have more from Kevin
O'Leary.
Chapter two?
Yeah, but wait, there's more. In
You've
regards to the $500 million bond, O'Leary said on CNN, there are no $500 million bonds. This is ridiculous. Okay. Clip 12.
There are no $500 million bonds. Never been done before. Never. This law has never been applied. Forget about Trump. Nothing to do with Trump. Everything to do about America and the New York brand. I love this state. My children live here. A horrible message to everybody around the world watching this. Absolutely horrific.
That was, without anybody asking me for my opinion, the most exciting thing on CNN since Wolf Blitzer reported on the Gulf War.
Bada boom.
Which was exciting.
Yeah. It was. That's how we became Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, and now this comes down to just a couple of days. This is not something that's going to be pushed out, right? Is it Monday?
He's got to come up with the cash by Monday.
Monday. That's what I thought. Yeah. So
I think he'll either he'd probably come up with it somewhere or another.
Well, politically speaking, it would be really, I say politically, for entertainment, it would be really fun to watch him call their bluff and
see if she goes and padlocks Trump Tower.
She will.
Yeah.
She will. I think she's living for that moment when she turns for the cameras and say, look what I just did.
It's been a few days since he's been indicted. He could use this.
I know you guys hate this kind of open-ended question, but I'm not quite sure about. I think it would be great for his political goals to have that footage.
Absolutely.
Of the yellow tape, saying, listen, this is what I've been facing. Okay, but my question is, if he does not pay the bond on Monday, can he then appeal it? That's my question.
The montage of attacks, political attacks on former President Trump ad is coming soon, and when that ad comes, he would like for this to be in it.
Yeah,
because you think about how they took over Mar-a-Lago, the FBI, they raided it. This is not the first time, and wherever you fall on it, the problem here, it looks really bad for the Democrats.
Listen, I have no way of knowing this, and I haven't heard anybody else comment on it. I'm thinking there's a chance that he could appeal to a federal court to stop this in its tracks until such time as, I don't know, he's able to get the money together.
That's a whole nother problem.
Does he even want to?
Yeah.
Because he can get the cash. It might take him another week or two. Talking about Trump seems to me, but I don't know.
Did you guys see it's been
a long time since I dealt in that kind of money.
You too, huh?
Yeah.
That BA in communication has really paid off for me.
That's right.
Did you guys see the post or tweet from Mark Levin a couple of days ago in regards to Trump and this bond?
I think I know the one you're talking about. Go ahead.
He posted, which is what we now call tweeted, why are there no Republican multi-billionaires offering to lend President Trump the funds to file his appeal in the outrageous case in New York State? Are none of them liquid enough to help or join with others to help? This is an outrage. They could be in a situation like Trump where they're asset rich.
I like Mark Levin. I think that's ridiculous.
A lot of people did tell him
that's ridiculous.
As much.
It's not anybody's. Listen. It's not ridiculous that people are, first of all, President Trump would never, ever admit to anybody loaning him money, personally, because he's superior to everybody.
Sure.
I'm just telling you how he thinks. He's a narcissist with the capital N. And so that's why he would never say, thank you, Vivek, for loaning me some money, because I was a desperate man. Trump's never ever going to say that. So the idea that, and plus of all, people don't want to put up their own money to help out somebody in legal trouble usually because they think they might lose it. So Vivek Ramaswamy himself, a billionaire, and what's his son-in-law's name?
Jared
Kushner, who made $2 billion. Some people don't, Saudi deals. I don't know. That may all be legitimate. I'm sure it is. I'm just talking about that's what people say. That they could come up with the money if they want to, but Trump may not want to come up with the money because, like you're saying, Wesley, because he wants to prove a point about this AG persecuting him, and that helps him politically. I don't know.
I would say one thing I do disagree with Kevin O'Leary about is, it absolutely has everything to do with Donald Trump.
Yes, it does. I don't know what he's talking about.
I think what he's trying to get at is forget about the Trump issue. This is bad for New York City and for the state of America.
They're both true, though. His point, because he doesn't want to have any connection with Donald Trump.
He doesn't want to come across as being supportive.
No, he doesn't. He wouldn't want to answer those phone calls.
Right.
But what he does want to point out is that it sets a bad precedent.
Whoever it is. It is about Trump, but it isn't about Trump. That's his point.
And I understand that motivation of trying to distance yourself from a very politically controversial
person.
But
you're right. If it wasn't Donald Trump.
But if it wasn't Donald Trump, we wouldn't be talking about it.
That's 100%
true.
That's
why Letitia James went after him.
Yes. All right. So, we are out of time. Thank you for your time. Thank you, Wesley, Ed, Chris, Brent Creeley, our producer. Fred Jackson was here earlier.
Pastor Mike Mason.
Was that everybody?
I think so.
That was on the show. I guess I could thank myself.
Did you mention our fine producer, Brent Creeley?
Yeah, I did.
Who earlier made a really tragic mistake on the microphone. Fiasco.
Yeah.
That was
the day that we'll live in infamy.
That's number seven.
I love Brent. He knows that.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day.